Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guest star, Ray Milland, Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills and his orchestra, and the Swantet. Now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning in the Burns home, and as George comes into the living room, he is greeted by a very excited Gracie.
Oh, George, I've got the most sensational news. You'll never believe it.
What is it?
Well, what's the most unbelievable thing you can think of?
Hitler's going to be a guest star in Eddie Cantor's program.
No. More unbelievable than that.
Well, what?
Tootsie Stackwell is going to get married.
That I don't believe. Nobody would marry that dame.
Why, George, Tootsie's very attractive. She has a perfectly balanced face.
Balanced?
Certainly. What if her chin does recede? Her teeth stick way out.
Yeah, that sort of makes it balanced.
Yeah, and her figure is pretty, too. You just ought to get a look at Tootsie in a sweater. You've never seen such beautiful ribs.
Yeah, she's a dream. Who is she going to marry?
A soldier. He just got back from 6 months in the jungle, and Tootsie was the first woman he saw.
Ah, the poor kid.
We're going to have the wedding right here in this room. Oh, that reminds me. I better call the locksmith.
The locksmith?
Yeah, the lock on that door doesn't work, and Tootsie has lost so many men that way.
You think of everything. Now, Gracie, would you just put the wedding aside? I've got some wonderful news for you.
What is it, dear?
Well, there's going to be a very big bond rally tonight, and you and I are going to help out with the entertainment.
Oh, wonderful. We want to do everything we can.
Yeah, but just listen to this. The man in charge of the bond rally is coming over to see us. You'll be terribly excited when you find out who he is.
Who?
Ray Milland.
Ray Milland?
Hmm.
Yeah. He's kind of cute.
Kind of cute. Most women are nuts about that guy.
Oh, well, that's only because they aren't married to you, darling.
Really?
Yeah, would any woman in her right mind prefer Ray Milland to George Burns?
So he doesn't excite
you,
huh?
Oh, of course not. Does the tiger's mate get excited when she sees a chipmunk?
You'd rather have me than Ray Milland?
Oh, sure. Youth and good looks aren't everything.
No, I guess not.
Women may be crazy about him today, but will they be crazy about him 10 years from now? Or when he gets to be your age?
Well, never mind, never mind.
Oh!
Hey, Ken, why, is that Milland already?
No, no, it's probably the happy bride. I'm expecting her. Come in!
Oh, Gracie!
Oh, Tootsie.
Oh, no.
It's off, Gracie. My marriage is all off.
But, Tootsie, that soldier boy, you told me.
I know, but he isn't going through with it. He decided he'd rather go back and fight the Japs.
Oh, the coward.
Well, I'm going into the library. Call me when Ray Milland gets here.
Oh, Gracie, I guess I'll just never get a husband. I thought sure I had this one.
Oh, me too. I wonder what he sees in those Japs anyway. They all have yellow skin and buck teeth and wear glasses. You don't wear glasses.
Gracie, what am I going to do?
Oh, Tootsie, you've been going about this wrong. The trouble with you is that you'll marry any man.
Well, what else is there to marry?
Well, that isn't what I mean. You should set your cap for somebody big, a handsome movie star like Ray Milland.
Ray Milland?
Well, yes, he's coming over here this afternoon. And, Tootsie, I can't think of any reason why you shouldn't marry him.
Marry him? Oh, but Gracie, I've never met the man. I don't know anything about him.
Well, I'll tell you everything you want to know. He's about average height.
That's enough. I'll marry him.
Well, fine. Well, that's settled. And Tootsie, I'm sure you'll find it just as easy to get Ray Milland as any ordinary man.
Gee, I hope not.
Hello, girl.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Oh, Bill, you're the first to hear the news.
Oh, really? What news?
Well, Tootsie Stagwell and Ray Milland are going before a justice of the peace.
Oh, well, what's he suing you for, Tootsie? Assault and battery?
Oh, he's not suing her. He's marrying her.
Oh, come now, Gracie. Ray Milland marry an old maid like Tootsie?
He's not marrying an old maid. He's marrying a bachelor girl.
Well, yeah, but maybe he'd like one that looks less like a bachelor and more like a girl.
You're just bitter because you've lost Tootsie. Be a good sport.
Well, okay, Gracie. Congratulations, Tootsie.
Thanks, Bill.
Say, Tootsie, I suppose by and by you'd like to present your husband with a little bundle of happiness. Well, listen, if you would, have a little talk with me first. Well, certainly, Toots, I can get you a bundle of Swan soap at a moment's notice.
Oh, Bill.
Every bar of Swan is a real bundle of happiness. It helps you get your work done more easily because Swan is the new white floating soap that's four soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face, the soap for bathing the baby, the soap for your dishes, and for your light laundry. Four swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy. A real bundle of joy.
But, Bill, I had another kind of bundle in mind. You know, the kind you always say to bathe with Swan.
Oh, you mean a bundle of dishes. Oh, sure. Swan's perfect for dishes, loads of suds, and real protection for your hands at the same time. You see, Swan is so mild and gentle that your hands never get that dish panty look. Swan helps keep them looking lovely.
Well, Bill, Tootsie doesn't mean a bundle of dishes.
No?
She means the kind of bundle the stork brings. You know, something that'll look like Tootsie.
Oh, a baby stork. No, you better stick to Swan, Tootsie. You can't break a stork in two and use half in the kitchen for dishes and light laundry and half in the bathroom for your tub or shower. Well, girls, so long.
Oh, Bill, just to show there's no hard feelings, will you be the best man at our wedding?
By far.
Gracie, I wish Ray Milland would hurry and get here. I'm so excited.
Well, I'll go upstairs and get my wedding dress for you to be married in, Tootsie.
Your wedding dress? Oh, but Gracie, I'm 2 feet taller than you.
Oh, well, that's all right. Instead of putting orange blossoms on your head, we can drape them around your legs.
Gracie, you're so clever.
Time for Felix Mills and his orchestra. Tonight, with the Swan Ted, a bright Mills arrangement of In My Arms.
His cousin had sent him a sweater, and his sister wrote a letter. But he wanted something much better, this boy who was sailing away. For his buddies were there with their sweethearts, all around him with their sweethearts. Now he'd never had any sweethearts, and over he'd say,
in my arms,
in my arms,
in my arms,
in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms.
In my arms,
in my arms,
in my arms,
in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms. Come the dawn, I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey hole in me time.
You can keep your knitting and your purling if I'm gonna go to Berlin.
Give me a girl in my
arms.
Well, while unsuspecting Ray Milland is on his way to the Burns home to discuss the bond rally, Gracie is giving Tootsie her last-minute instructions.
Now, here's my wedding dress, Tootsie. Put it on and meet me backstage at the bond rally at 8 o'clock.
Gracie, am I going to be married right up on the stage?
Well, sure. The people will buy bonds to see your wedding. Just think you'll be helping Uncle Sam win by marrying Ray Milland.
Oh, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country.
Well, you better run along now. He'll be here any minute.
You mean I'm not going to meet him now?
Oh, no. It would be bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the wedding. Especially in this case.
But Gracie,
no, no, Tootsie. I don't want him to set eyes on you until after I've established a bridgehead.
Well, all right.
I can't wait to see if Mr. Milland looks the same in person as he does on the screen.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Oh, well, you never know with these movie actors, Tootsie. In pictures, some of them wear toupees and girdles and false eyelashes and heaven knows what.
Really?
Yes. And you don't want a husband you have to assemble every morning. My goodness. Between the two of you, you'd never get dressed.
Well, Gracie, I wouldn't care.
Oh, there he is. Quick, Tootsie, out the back door.
Can I just stay long enough to give him one fast hug?
No, no. He might fall apart in your arms. Before I even discuss your marriage to him, I'm going to make sure he's all Ray Milland.
Well, all right. See you at the bond rally at 8.
Yes. We're coming. Oh, well, hello, Mr. Milland. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much. I guess you know why I'm here, Mrs. Burns.
Better than you do. You know, Mr. Milland, you look as cute in person as you do on the screen.
Oh, really?
Yes. But, of course, one never knows, does one? won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks.
Go on, relax. Make yourself comfortable. Loosen your girdle.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, come, Mr. Milland. Don't blink your false eyelashes at me.
Mrs. Burns, I don't wear a girdle and my eyelashes are not false.
Oh, well, that's fine. I was just joking. Oh, come on, Mr. Milland. Smile. It was just a joke. That's better. I like your smile. Your teeth are so white and dazzling.
Thank you.
They do some wonderful work these days, don't they?
Mrs. Burns, are you by any chance...
Oh, and I love your hair. It's so soft and nice looking.
Well, thank you. I grow it myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You're really very attractive, Mr. Milland. I'll bet when you take a girl in your arms, they are your arms.
Oh, yes. Yes. Had them for years. Mrs. Burns, are you by any chance pulling my leg?
No, but maybe I'd better.
Oh, I assure you. No. I assure you that I'm all in one piece.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Mrs. Burns, whatever gave you the idea that men are put together with string?
Oh, hello.
What did you ask me, Mr. Milland?
Oh, never mind. I see.
I'm glad you're here, Ray. I've got some wonderful ideas for the bond rally tonight. I think if I sing a few songs...
George!
Yes, dear?
You're incredibly handsome.
Oh, stop.
Oh, you really are, dear. I adore the way your nose just comes leaping out of your profile.
Gracie, what's the idea?
Well, I'm showing Mr. Milland how wonderful married life is. You see, Mr. Milland, that's the way I always flatter my husband.
Very interesting.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, there's not another woman in the world like Gracie.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Well, you're wrong. She's not as pretty as I am.
Gracie, would you run out into the kitchen and fix Ray and me a couple of sandwiches?
Why, of course, darling. See, Mr. Milland, that's another duty of a wife. She always keeps an eye on her husband's stomach.
Well, it's nice of George to make it so easy for you.
Now, Ray, don't worry about the entertainment at the bond rally, because I'll sing about 7 or 8 songs. Get this for a climax. You see, I walk on singing. Oh, bum, 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 down in the garden where the red rose grows.
George.
Oh, my, I love you,
George.
So. Love me like a flower.
George! Oh. I'm not sure that's quite the thing we want.
Well, you want the people to buy bonds, don't you?
Yes, but I'd rather not use third-degree methods.
You don't have to worry about my song, Ray. I was a riot in vaudeville. In fact, I closed the show with that number.
I can well believe it.
Well, just listen to the whole thing.
George.
Oh, bum, 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 down.
George.
Yes?
Here are some sandwiches.
Stick one in George's mouth, quick.
Ray seems to be a little in doubt about my singing.
Oh, George is wonderful. He can sing anything. He even used to dress up as a bride and sing, "There was I waiting at the church."
Yeah. Gee, I got a terrific press notice in Altoona. I'll get it and show it.
Oh,
you.
George, wait. Yes. Don't bring the Altoona notice.
Why, dear?
No, it was Scranton where your uncle worked on the paper.
Gracie, we're in trouble. George is determined to sing as the climax of our show.
Oh. Well, I've got a much better idea for the climax. An idea that'll attract thousands of people and sell millions of dollars worth of bonds.
Wonderful. What is it?
Well, you'll get married right on the stage.
Married? Oh, no.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute.
No, no.
Wait till I show you the picture of the girl you're going to marry. Here, look at this.
Oh!
Cute. Why, this is... Oh. Oh, now I get it. This is terrific. The audience will love it.
Oh, well, then you'll do it?
Why, of course I'll do it. What an idea. George dressed up as a woman.
Oh, yeah. But Mr. Milan...
Oh, it'll be a riot, Gracie. Oh, you're a genius.
I am?
Well, for a minute, I thought you really wanted me to marry a woman.
You did? Silly boy.
Oh, dear, the people will scream when I marry George.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, at the wedding, you'd better call him Tootsie.
Oh, murder. What a name, Tootsie. Hey, Ray, I couldn't find... Hey, what are you so happy about?
Oh, because my worries are over, George. I know we've got a finish for the bond rally that couldn't be tough.
Well, gee, I'm glad you think so. Thanks for fixing it, Gracie.
Oh, no fooling. It'll be the talk of the town.
Well, it's mighty sweet here. Oh, bum, 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 down in the garden where the red rose grows.
Yes, you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying our bond rally, and we've got some more great entertainment for you. I guess you've noticed that I'm not making any mention of that ever-loving stuff with the bird's name. You know, the stuff that breaks in two. Well, that's because tonight we're only interested in one kind of soap. The soap that's going to wash up the Axis. United States War Bonds. And now, I'd like to introduce one of the great personalities of the entertainment world. A star whose voice you've heard many times,
oh,
and who's...
Oh, bum, 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 down east, the garden where the red rose grows.
No,
oh,
George.
Mine, I love you,
George,
so.
George, wait.
Love.
No.
No?
Not that voice.
Well, it's the only one I've got.
Well, yeah, but it isn't time for it yet. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to meet Ray Milland.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Friends, the attack is on. All over the world, your boys and your dollars are on the offensive. The defense bonds and the war bonds you bought during the first and second war loan drives were turned into the fire and steel that held the bridgehead at Salerno. Every last bayonet that swept the enemy from Salamaua and Lae was bought and paid for by you. And the invasion bonds that I'm asking you to buy tonight will force that enemy back to the shores of Japan and beyond the crumbling walls of Fortress Europe. This is your invasion. You made it possible. And now that the initiative is ours, you can't afford to fail. Back the attack with the purchase of at least one extra $100 bond each. We've got to dig deep. Dig and dig and dig until we can't dig any deeper. And then dig some more. Remember that every dollar you invest will bring this war to an end just a little bit sooner. I know that all of you have a relative, a friend, a boy you love in our armed forces. When you buy a bond, you're buying him a ticket home. But remember, our enemies are still strong and ruthless. That trip may be a long way off. How long depends on you.
Thank you, Ray. You said it for all of us. And now I'd like to present a fine artist, a man with a great singing voice. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Oh, bum, 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 down here, the garden where the red rose grows.
No, George.
Oh, my,
no.
I love you so.
No, George.
Oh. No.
No. No. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Jimmy Cash.
No.
No.
down Main Street in a sleepy little town. When I come back, I want to see the things that mean so much to me. The baseball games in summer, election day in fall, the kids around the jukebox almost any time at all. When I come back, I want to see the things that mean so much to me. Stopping the car for hot dogs and drinks and paper cups. Having so much excitement when the neighbor's dog has paws. Reading the Sunday funnies, Dick Tracy's, Downs and Ups. Oh, how big the little things are. Those friendly get-togethers with folks I know and love. The smiling face of someone I'm forever dreaming of. When I come back, I want to see the things that mean so much to me.
Thank you, Jimmy. That'll sell, Barnes. Now, folks, I know you've all been waiting for this. A great personality. One half of that grand team of George Burns and Gracie Allen. A real talent,
oh,
ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, I got wet for two.
No, George.
Oh, Marn, I love you
please,
so.
No.
Oh.
I meant the better half. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gracie Allen.
Thank you very much. Now, Bill, you can announce the grand finale of our show, the marriage of Ray Milland and Tootsie Sagler.
Okay, Gracie. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Milland will now marry Tootsie... What? You mean that was on the level?
Jealous, huh?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Well, it's your own fault, Bill. If you'd played your cards right, Tootsie would be carrying you across the threshold tonight instead of Ray Milland.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Well, you make the announcement, and I'll go to Tootsie's dressing room and get her ready.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, we now present the marriage.
Well, everything is ready, Tootsie.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Mr. Milland will always remember me for arranging this. He's a lucky man.
Oh,
you have a fine character. You're an excellent cook, and you crochet beautifully. Now, what more can a man want in a wife?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Oh, just think, Tootsie. Tomorrow you may be in Winchell's column.
Yes. It'll probably say, what movie star just married which glamour girl?
Oh, and I'll be in on the secret. I'll know that Ray Milland is the what and you're the witch. Tootsie, I nearly forgot. Mr. Milland is a little absent-minded, so don't worry if during the ceremony he calls you George.
Oh, he can call me Butch as long as he marries me.
And Tootsie, don't let him hear your voice until after the ceremony. Let that be a surprise to him, too.
Say, hurry up, girls. Everybody's waiting out on the stage.
Oh, come on, Tootsie. Well, Mr. Milland, here's your bride.
You look great, George. Of course, you could have used a little more padding here and there.
Here's the justice of the peace. Come on, Mr. Milland, let's get started. Take a hand.
Okay. Your makeup is great, George, but you should have worn gloves. Those hands give you away.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. The wedding is beginning. All right, Mr. Justice, say the peace. You're finally married. Well, go on, Mr. Milland. Kiss the bride.
Oh, no, I'm not going that far.
What?
Oh, come on. The show's over. Take off the wedding dress.
Why, Raymond!
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. This is the finale of the show.
Oh, bum, 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 down in the garden where the grows gold.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, my.
Hey!
Yeah?
You're George Burns.
Oh, sure.
Then what's that thing in the bridal dress?
That's Tootsie Sagwell.
Oh, no, you're wrong, dear. That's Tootsie Milan.
You mean that's a woman?
Well, sure.
Yeah, and she's your wife.
But that's impossible. I've already got a wife.
What? You mean you're already married?
Why, sure.
Why, you deceitful man. You tricked me.
Huh?
Oh, you men, you're all alike. Wrecking homes before you even get into them.
Well, that's enough, Percy. That's plenty. Come on home.
I'm not going home with you, George Burns. Who knows how many other wives you've got?
Oh, my.
America's favorite Mr. and Mrs., George and Gracie, will be with you again in a second. And while I'm here, I'd just like to tell you that the real tip-off to just how good Swan soap is the fact that doctors recommend Swan for bathing babies. There's your assurance that Swan is pure, pure as fine Castiles. There's your assurance, too, that Swan is mild. So mild, it's going to be kind to a baby's tender skin. And since Swan is so mild, well, you gals know it's just bound to be a great soap for your hands and face. A wonderful complexion soap, a grand bath soap. I honestly believe that Swan, the new white floating soap, is a great buy any time, an even greater buy in wartime.
Excuse me, Bill. George, Ray, I've got some wonderful news. Our bond rally was really a big success.
Oh, great.
What happened?
Well, Mr. Asa Call, president of Pacific Mutual Life Insurance Company, has given me a pledge that his company is participating in the CBS bond drive by purchasing $6 million worth of bonds for the Third War Loan Campaign.
$6 million?
That is wonderful.
Oh, of course, ladies and gentlemen. It will take millions more to put over this drive, so let's all of us remember to do our share and buy at least one extra war bond this week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're indebted to our guest, Ray Milan, for his appearance on behalf of the Third War Bond Drive. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your CBS station again next week, same time, when we'll have as our guest star, lovely Ann Sheridan. Remember George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. Don't forget to listen to Swan's other show, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, next Friday night over another network. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? And remember to back the attack this month with extra war bonds. Good night.
Mothers, get the vitamins and minerals your family needs in spite of food shortages. Vims give you all the essential vitamins, including those of the B complex, and all the minerals commonly lacking. Remember, at your druggist, VI for vitamins, double MS for minerals. Get that Vims feeling. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.